Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. On your show previously, you've mentioned that floating stools are not really great. And I looked into that a little bit, and it seemed that one thing to try would be to increase the digestive enzymes, which I did do.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem to make any difference.
Well, I tell you why, please? Let me tell you why. Because most of the digestive enzymes do not have a great quantity of the fat digesting enzyme, which happens to be called lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E. So I looked around a few years back for what digestive enzyme that has all the digestive enzymes in it, but still has the high fat digesting content. And that's one called lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E. It's made by Douglas Laboratories. I do not work for Douglas Laboratories or collect any money from them, not at all. But that's what it's called. And most of the people who've noticed that, and I'm glad you did notice, ma'am, because it does mean that the fats are not digesting as well as they should, and that includes the regular fats in foods. That includes all the fat-soluble vitamins and so forth. They're not getting in as well. So anyway, I tried the Douglas Labs lipanase stuff after meals, not before.
Okay, after meals. Well, I didn't know that.
I
didn't take that, but I did. I took Life Extension, and I took 3. And I think that puts the lipase up to 15,000 milligrams. And so I haven't been doing it all that long, maybe 2 weeks. But is there anything else that could be going on? I take 2 tablespoons of fish oil and mm-hmm. vitamin K and oil capsules and all that stuff. So it's like,
well, you're going to need more lipanase. Now, here's the thing, ma'am. We also want to copy what nature does with digestion. And when we put something in our tummies, the first thing that happens is a whole bunch more hydrochloric acid. If we're not up to that, if we are up to a certain age, then we better check with our naturopathic doctor to find out if we got enough stomach acid down there. And maybe we need to take some of it, and we need to take that with the meal. Eat a little food in case the phone rings. You don't want to leave the acid in there all by itself. So eat a little food, take hydrochloric acid, eat a little food, take the hydrochloric acid. Now, what happens after that happens in the stomach, namely food and hydrochloric acid, is the accumulated hydrochloric acid actually opens the valve that goes over towards the small intestine, the pancreas. At the same time, it was proven a number of years ago in 1980 that the accumulated hydrochloric acid closes the valve. So acid reflux is not caused by too much acid. It's caused by too little acid, so the valve doesn't close. But back to the pancreas. After that valve is opened to go over to the small intestine, it triggers an enzyme that goes over to the pancreas and says, hey, turn yourself on. Now let's get going making digestive enzymes. And that's after the acid bath is done. So that's why the enzymes should come after meals, because that's the closest that we can copy nature. And the very closest would be drilling a little hole into our intestine and dropping the pills in through there. But I'm not going to volunteer for that, and I'm sure you're not either.
Right. Okay. And so really focus on the hydrochloric acid and the lipase. And so lipanase, how many should I take of that?
Well, ma'am, with a couple tablespoons of cod liver oil, you really are going to need 3 or 4 of them. And I know one person, just one person only, who needs 5, but most people it's 3 or 4. A lot of fat and oil in there, but it's really good for you, so I'm glad you're using it.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.